Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from New York in the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. Her preaching today is entitled, Gifts Are to be Shared.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come to it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Especially around birthdays or Christmas, I've often heard, if I receive a gift from someone, do I have to give them a gift in return? We live in a quid pro quo society. Today's Gospel reminds us that a gift is simply a gift, and our gifts are meant to be shared without expectation. Without cost you have received, and without cost you are to give. The apostles were given a proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. How are we to know that that is true? But when we find that the kingdom of God is as close as the hand next to us. Pope Francis reminds us in his latest encyclical on the call to holiness in today's world, that it is in the ordinary we are called to holiness and to be the kingdom present in this world. We are called to give of our essence, not to look to see if we are well supplied with sandals and walking stick, but to be present to those we meet. We need community so the diversity of gifts can be shared. I cannot cure the sick or raise the dead, but I can be present to them and perhaps raise their spirits so they don't feel dead. No one in their right mind would want me to tinker with their car if it's not working. It is important to recognize that while we may be able to help someone in a short run, it is prudent to refer to parish outreach or the local food pantry to help families find work or get the supplies they need. God has given us what we need. And yet we must be willing to refer to others whose gifts might be better suited to that situation. Jesus also makes his followers aware that God's good news will not always be accepted. We will not always be accepted. Today, let us reflect upon the gifts God has given us. How can we use them to be the hands and hearts that make the kingdom of God present in our world?